I'm an alien. It's June 1st. Well, last week ended with the thought that God has given us the ability to live in two different realms of time. And that as long as our boots are on the ground, as the military expression goes, our thoughts are to be on heaven. And to spend time thinking about heaven just makes good sense, because when death comes, as Christians, we're going to spend all eternity there. I imagine you are just like I am when planning to go somewhere. I want to know all I can find out about the place we're going before we get there. I want to know what it's like, what we can do while we're there, what clothes to take, what the weather will be like, what lodging is available. Olin and I spend a couple of months every year in the Ozark Mountains, and we really, really look forward to it. We know what to expect when we get there because we've been there before. We lived there for 15 years. But even though we've never been to heaven, we know for sure that one day we're going there. So it only makes sense that we find out as much as possible about what it's going to be like. And we have a book that tells us, the Bible. So my prayer is that you spend time researching your heavenly home. I am so incredibly grateful that today we don't only have our concordances, but we can retrieve a wealth of information from the internet on any subject. So my hope for you this week is that you Google heaven, read the scriptures, read the commentaries, let your mind imagine what your eternal home is going to be like. It's a crazy, exciting adventure to think on these things. Einstein said, imagination is more important than knowledge. So we can combine the knowledge that the Bible offers us on heaven with the wonderful gift of imagination that God has given us. And it can truly impact the way we live our lives while we're here on earth. We know that God's desire is for us to become more and more like Jesus. So my prayer is that each day, as I get nearer and nearer to heaven, that translates getting old, that God will look into my face and see more and more of a likeness to His Son. When I think of all the years I lived pulling myself up by my bootstraps, trying with every fiber of my being to be and to do the right thing with my life, just wearing myself out, living in my own strength, I just didn't get it. I asked Jesus to be my Savior when I was 9 years old. I believed He was God's Son, that He came to earth and lived and died for my sins and then went back to heaven, and that someday when I died, I'd go there too. But I didn't get the part about Him wanting to be my Lord, that He wanted me to live a great, abundant life while on this earth, that He wanted me to learn how to deal with all the bad stuff that this world throws us, that He wanted to give me His peace and joy right in the middle of my trials and heartaches. I don't know about you, but I lived many years not understanding what my purpose was nor how to live it out. I sure hope you're smarter than I was, but it's never too late. So it's worth repeating from last week, 2 Corinthians 4:16-18, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. In 1 John 3:2 says, we know that when Christ comes, we will be like Him because we will see Him as He really is. Woohoo! In Matthew, He tells us that when He comes, He's going to reward us. He's gone to prepare a place for us, and He's coming back to take us to be with Him. He gave us that promise a little over 2,000 years ago, which is a long, long time to us. But we have to remember that to Him, one day is like 1,000 years. And in Matthew 24:44, He tells us to keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect Him. But right now, we can sure start expecting him from everything the Bible tells us it's going to be like when he comes. We're told deception will increase. Daniel 12:4 tells us that men will be running to and fro on the earth. There'll be an increase in travel and knowledge. Until 1900, knowledge doubled every century. At the end of World War II, it doubled every 25 years. Now, every 12 months. And IBM is projecting by 2020, knowledge will double every 12 days. It's absolutely insane how rapidly our world is changing. Well, time's gone again, but I hope this week you'll remember that we're not citizens of this world. We're told in Philippians 3:14, we're citizens of heaven. In 1 Peter 2:11, he describes us as aliens and strangers. So if you're longing for more than this world can supply, that's the longing for heaven that's in our DNA. Hope you'll spend time this week learning about those glorious things that are waiting for us in heaven. Love you.